Welcome to Dish Nation!
Well, the claws are out, y'all. Kanye West's new wife slams Kim Kardashian. Find out why.
Oh, and Rick Ross recalls a very awkward encounter with none other than President Obama.
Ooh, and joining the party is our good Judy Entertainment reporter, Melissa Knight.
Oh, applause. I love it. Thank you. I love being here with y'all. Okay, what do you have first, Tanner?
Okay, cool. Here we go. So, well, this year has been a rough one when it comes to celebrity divorces. But it appears there is a chance that none other than Reese Witherspoon and Kevin Costner could bounce back from their breakups together. According to reports, Reese and Kevin have been getting closer. They said it all started off professional as they're looking to work on a project together, but then they hit it off. You know, if you build it, they will come. A source claims Kevin's had his eye on Reese ever since she won her Oscar, but he didn't count on finding her absolutely charming as hell. They've been calling and texting on the pretense of finding the perfect script, but it's almost becoming a daily occurrence. Ooh. Now, considering that Reese's Oscar win was back in 2006, it sounds like she's been on his radar for a long time, like what, 14, 15 years at this point. What do we think, guys? Are we here for this?
The gap is so big.
It sure is.
Yeah. I'm not here for it, but I also don't think either one of them needs to rush into something else. And keep it to yourself. You don't have to tell everybody who you're sticking and moving with.
Yeah, but I would have never thought Kevin Costner would have liked Reese. I wanted him and Whitney to get together.
Taking it back to the bodyguard.
Yeah. He'd have to do something drastic to make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see the hologram version of that is not. Okay.
But if I can help them wrap this up, like, yo, they could do a Bodyguard Legally Blonde crossover where she actually makes it into politics and he has to protect her and you kind of unite the two, like, cinematic kingdoms there that way.
Yeah. He's like 68 and she's what, 47? Is that right? It's hard for me. Are women?
It's like when you're older like that, that gap is like big.
That's serious.
Yeah, but it's better though. Older men are more mature and they know how to treat you.
68-year-old men?
You agree, Melissa?
Oh, I've dated an older man before, definitely.
Like that old though?
I mean, I was my early 30s and he was in his 50s, so yeah.
Keep living, Tanner. You might get to that age.
She could probably catch a
baby. You gotta pick up.
Because he's talking about 68.
You're a man in your 60s. Not everything is the same as
hell,
it was.
You're a man in your 30s. Everything ain't the same.
Take it. I'll take it.
Let's be clear.
Well, drama is brewing between Kanye's new wife, Bianca Censori, and his old wife, Kim Kardashian. So reportedly, supposedly, Bianca is pissed off with Kim after she revealed on a recent episode of The Kardashians that North prefers her dad's living arrangements. So apparently she likes that he lives in an apartment with no security, a chef, or a nanny.
Right.
Which is very, very different over there. Well, a source close to the couple says that Bianca thinks it was tacky of Kim to divulge this information on the show and believes that Kim has put their kids in jeopardy by claiming that Kanye is living in an apartment without proper security and wants her to stop talking about this.
Well, that's not going to happen, Censori, honey.
Okay.
Those are her kids.
She can talk about wherever they go.
Yeah. Well, yo, she gave up so much vital information, you would have thought it was a Vlad TV interview.
That's what North said. That's what her child said. Yeah.
It's the security thing, though. I do understand not wanting GP, the general public, to know that your child is often at a place where there might not be security if you're a celebrity on that level, that scale.
Her child said she loves it. She wishes her mother would do what her dad does.
She wanna live a regular life.
She wants to live a regular life. She don't want to live in a big mansion. She wanna live in a small apartment.
You're like her friends.
But I think if the shoe was on the other foot and Kanye West was talking about the security flaws and the exposed nature of, like, you know, like Kim's parenting dynamic, everybody would be dropping a hammer on Kanye.
Yeah, I think Bianca needs to chill because even Kanye played basketball with the Manny. Okay, he's even like being a little bit acceptive of things. So Bianca needs to, I think she just needs to chill
fall
out.
Back.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. Looks like Rick Ross wasn't going to let an ankle monitor stop him from going to the White House. So Ross and Meek Mill talked to Complex's Speedy Norman. Now, Rose revealed that in 2016, he was invited to the White House to meet with President Barack Obama. And at the time, Rose was under house arrest. And this embarrassing moment happened with him. Check it out.
Did you that one time? Your ankle monitor went off in front of President Barack Obama.
It did.
And Nikki came home screaming, I was arguing about Obama for you. Ross, ankle monitor.
Everybody gave away their phones. All electronics had to be given up. So when something started making a noise, you saw all the people in the back. And I'm like, damn. And then it finally went off, and then Obama had to say something. I ain't gonna repeat it out of respect for Obama, though. Thank you for having me there.
And what happened? Nikki was there, and she came home like, yo, the Ross ankle monitor went off.
She's like, I be trying to probation with the president. Upstairs, ankle monitor going on.
Not in a bad way, but like, it just was a lot going on. It was a lot of hip hoppers in the building.
A lot of hip hop.
That is hilarious.
Oh, big time.
Now, it probably wasn't at the time. At the time, it wasn't. It was like, ooh.
I could imagine what President Obama told him.
What do you think he said?
Look, I let you in here, and you got the damn thing beeping.
Embarrassing me.
Embarrassing me. Because you know they don't let you in if you're a felon. You remember our coworker couldn't go in.
Couldn't get in.
Man, like, and especially when you think you fly low, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then next thing you know, you drink.
Ain't no volume on it. You can't.
Evidently not. Like my damn diabetic beeper, ain't no volume.
So, but house arrest, like, you're not supposed to be outside of your house, right?
He was in
Let
a
alone
house.
A different state.
Let alone the White House.
The right. White House.
Yeah. I feel like if there was a place that was a force field to where, like, the laws of the outside world did not apply, imagine it would be the White House, because many rules have been broken within that house. You know what I mean?
The president can pardon you. The president can pardon you, right?
You know, there had to be that person whose job is, like, to monitor it when it goes off, and they pull it up on their computer, and they're like, where is Rick Ross? Ain't no way.
Wow. Right. You find any way to use that in a sentence, or are you just slipping it in? Okay.
He's so brilliant.
All right, y'all, moving on. We all know Karrueche for being Chris Brown's girlfriend, but Jason Lee spilled the beans on who could have been her man. Take a look.
One of the girls that try to hook you up with a lot of people don't know is Karrueche.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Me, Chris Brown, and Omarion, y'all were brothers.
Yeah.
Right? One night, they said, bring all these girls. So I brought all these girls. And one of the girls was Karrueche.
Right, right.
Do you remember that night? Y'all were kind of feeling each other. And
that's true.
I thought y'all were going to be a thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then she was on Media Takeout with Chris.
Right.
And you never say anything. What? If I was you, I would, you know.
Come on now. You got to be unbothered.
Miss Karrueche wasn't dumb. She knew damn well Marlon was broke compared to Chris Brown at the time. So she went with the one who had the bread.
He was not broke.
He ain't had Chris Brown money.
How do you know?
Because she went with him.
No, money's not the only thing.
Money is the damn only thing. Boy, don't even try it.
I feel like Omarion would have taken this to the grave had Jason not just put it all out there.
Omarion's such a G. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man.
And Jason knows a lot of history on a lot of people. So he's going to pull it out there, honey. So you better be ready.
Yes, honey.
Celebrity interrogator.
Okay.
I want to be unbothered like that. If somebody brings us some dirt on me or something they think is dirty, I want to be.
Years ago, it don't matter no more.
Unbothered.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, honey, we're going thirst trapping with the stars, and Kendall Jenner, honey, is getting cheeky. So come right back.
Cheeky.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey, it is time for Battle of the Thirst Traps. All right, the first face-off is between two Dancing with the Stars guides. First up, we got Judge Derek Huff, who's in the middle of his own tour, and he's posing in just a towel with the caption, post-show outfit. And his co-star pro dancer Sasha Farber dropped this sweaty pic and said, pre-show sauna tradition. Okay, all right, wow. Who's winning the battle here?
The pre-sauna guy.
Pre-sauna guy, Sasha Farber?
Derek.
Yeah, Derek, really?
No, you think Sasha's winning? That is giving musty. I'm sorry, I can't look at you as a thirst trap.
But it looks like it looked like he could play like Wolverine if they ever decide to get rid of Hugh Jackman. You
know what I mean?
But it looked like he have a flapper on, you just flap it up.
Well, it's a sauna. That's probably what he's... He's probably naked under there.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You can't just throw your meat on a seat.
Is that like meat hanging, though? Is his meat hanging from his stomach muscles?
No, that's the towel. It looks like he has on a crossbody.
I'm talking about at his actual muscles in his stomach.
I think that's a six-pack or whatever. Like, those dancers are really in shape.
But
did y'all sit naked on the bench?
No.
I'm not a sauna guy.
Well, how you say it was naked then?
Because some guys are.
Yeah, usually you wear a towel or something around
you.
You never been in a sauna?
Possibly. Because in certain gyms, they have saunas. And you're going to get fought if you walk in there completely naked. You know what I mean? They want you to have some sort of shorts.
Well, it depends on where you are. If you're at a gym, they ain't going to fight you. They straight men, huh?
They just don't want people walking in naked. It's typically co-ed.
I wear a thong, so I don't know.
Okay.
So thank you for that information.
Who do you think won, Gary?
I think that guy right there in the sauna
Sasha
won.
Sasha Farber won.
Okay, we'll give it to him. Okay, the next battle is between two supermodels, old school versus new school. So first up is Gisele Bündchen. She's single. Oh, my gosh. She is carefree in this picture, and she is jumping in the air on the beach, and she says, special little moments. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And her competition is Kendall Jenner. Now, she didn't post this pic, but it's an ad for the fashion house Jacquemus, and she's only wearing a shearling top with a string of Christmas lights wrapped around her bare derriere. So who wins this battle?
Okay, okay, guys, Gisele, only one of these is a thirst trap.
Yeah, and it's definitely the Jenner chick.
Right.
Her assets are on display.
Yeah.
It's wrapped nicely. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Crack heels, but not in this case.
Oh, okay. Gisele Bündchen win, honey. I like her.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, she wins, honey.
I love thirst trapping, though.
Yeah, but this thirst trapping, she got barbed wire Christmas lights around her.
It's the battle, so this is thirst trapping.
They even look like they hit her with, like, some sort of mist thing to make the lower back there a little glisteny.
It's the zoom in. I think that's what it is, like the extreme zoom.
To me, it's like she's saying, some black man, I'll light you up with those Christmas lights.
Wow, you really read into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally not there.
Oh. Yeah, like, you're right, though. Like, the fact that, like, you know, Gisele's thing was just a stunt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is a dope flex to be able to jump that high and have that amazing form.
Beautiful.
But we have to zoom in and see who you are, so therefore we have to work to see the trap, and it's not that much of a thirst trap.
Exactly.
Well, isn't it, though, if you're spending the time to zoom in?
Yeah. But with the booty picture, if we didn't know who it was, we would have tried to find out.
Like,
who does this belong to?
Exactly. Yeah,
we want to bring it back to its owner.
She jumped in saying how much she was going to spend Tom Brady's money. That's what I thought she said.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, up next, Paris Hilton is a wife now, but is she clueless about her husband? Find out after the break.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's the Christmas lights. That's the extra little
chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, James Brolin said he kept his pickle in the jar for years until Barbra Streisand got a hold of him and popped the cap.
Oh, wow.
Now, so basically, he was celibate for 3 years, and the couple never had sex until their wedding night. Wow. And during an interview with Gayle King, James said Barbra would joke that she needed to try him out, but he had no interest in getting into another lousy situation. Well, after he spilled the tea, Gayle joked with him about his wedding night being a hell of a night, and he responded by saying it was wild.
Wow.
Wait, so Barbra was trying to get in his sheets, and he was like, no, for 3 years?
Not yet.
That's right.
That's a role reversal right there.
Big time.
That's a man. That's a real gentleman.
If someone loved you so much and you were just like so into them and they were like, Gary, I want to marry you, but we can't do anything for 3 years. Would you be all right with that?
I would be fine with that because I would get it somewhere else. But I'd be nice at home and sweet and pure and wholesome.
You don't feel like you need to take a little test drive before you make that kind of a commitment to someone?
I never test drive a car, Melissa. Never. Because if you get a good car, it's going to run.
Okay. Not all good cars.
No, that's not true. You drive off the lot, you got a lemon, baby. You better test that thing.
Well, there's some lemons out there. There's a lot of lemons out there.
Look at the outside, honey. That inside may be, that engine might be rotten.
It's called the lemon lot, and you bring that bastard back.
Oh, I already did that.
Okay.
As soon as you drove it off, it depreciated.
Okay. And sometimes the cars don't look like they'll be really exciting, and then they're super exciting, and what a surprise!
Under the hood!
What?
Oh, man.
I like this car a lot more now. Okay, speaking of couples, Paris Hilton might know what's hot, but she has no idea what her husband, Carter Rome, actually does for work.
What?
Paris posted a hilarious TikTok that pretty much sums up how she explains Carter's venture capitalist career. When asked what does Carter actually do, well, this is what she had to say.
Ways traveling around and doing, like, I don't know what he exactly does, but it's like, he works so hard.
But, I mean, she's Paris Hilton. She makes her own money. She comes from money. I don't think she really cares.
But you kind of want to know what you do, dude, because you don't want to know. You could be married to Tommy from Martin. Like, it's that energy. Like, what do you do? Like, what is your source of income?
But
What?
That's crazy. That's only a white woman. Because a black woman, bitch, wait the hell, what you do now, Leroy?
Why did they have to be Leroy?
And I want to see the check.
Yes,
honey. Yes, how much we get.
Let me see
how
much we get. Yes, yeah. I'll make sure your ass got
what
that
I can
insurance.
Buy this month. No.
We come with you to work to see what you do over there.
Yeah. Right. Introduce me to your employee friends.
Okay. When is the Christmas party at your place of employment?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I need to make for the Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean, so have any of y'all, can y'all explain what y'all partners do?
She keeps my little children alive.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a hell of a job.
A hell of a
time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Brad, we know what your wife does, honey. So, Scandal, what your piece do?
She's Scanner. Scandal. The girl I'm dating is an accountant at a construction company.
Oh.
Oh, she watches all the men's checks.
She does. That's exactly what she does.
How long you gonna be around?
Gary, what's your secret side piece do?
Ooh.
Sling.
Sling what?
Walk right into it. Right into it. Okay.
Is that a full-time or part-time job, Gary?
Up next, we have a dish debate that will have you wanting to smush wedding cake in your in-law's face. Ooh. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we're back.
Hey.
And it's time to wrap things up with a
dish debate.
Okay, so here's the deal. A very pissed off bride shared her wedding day woes on Reddit about her dun 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 in-laws.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's what she said. I married my husband last weekend after about a year of planning. The ceremony went off perfectly. The only hitch was that my in-laws invited about 10 extra people without telling us.
Ooh.
Not relatives or anything, just friends of theirs.
Oh.
Then she went on to explain that her in-laws never asked if they could invite these random people. And then she had the audacity to say they were embarrassed after their 10 friends didn't have a place to sit at the reception. And now there is tension between her and her
goodness.
In-laws. Is she the jerk for being upset
absolutely
about surprise?
Absolutely
not.
Nope.
No, she's not.
It was her day. You don't bring no extra people. It ain't even part of the family. You brought your friends. And we got to pay for that food and all them extra seats. You know how many people wanted to be at my wedding and couldn't be there? I wish somebody would have brought somebody some extra.
Well, they apparently did because I was on the list and I had no place to sit.
Oh, you did?
I didn't have no place to sit.
Shut up.
That's why I slid early.
Oh,
I was just hovering around like a Roomba.
I know that.
Hoping someone left.
Crazy.
I was sitting in the foyer with like some people like, Crack, you good?
No.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, my God. Hey, Crack, I'm so sorry. Look, why do you never tell me that?
Because it was your special day.
It was your day. He was special.
Like a year and 8 months later.
But I don't want to bog you down with no At the end of the day, I showed up to support your special day, and none of that stuff mattered. What mattered was that you looked good.
There you
the
go.
Floral arrangement
Y'all
was dope.
I just want you to know I would have raised hell to make sure you
and
had
And I know
suit.
You would have, and that's why I didn't want to, like, you know, disrupt nothing, man. Like, at the end of the day, it's not about me.
I want to go to a wedding with somebody to disagree, honey.
Oh, like, does anyone
stand up and have an objection?
You want to go to that?
I would love to see
why?
That. Because it would just be something different, and it would be nice, you know?
We should start a professional objector service
where
people
knife.
Pay us to go objective.
Exactly.
You
know,
one of y'all gonna get shot.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.